Chapter 8. Mrs. Marsden Helps.
"Show me the map,"
says Mrs. Marsden. Stephen puts it on the table. Mrs. Marsden knows Fishbourne very well, and the map is interesting for her.
"Did you know my grandpa when he was young?"
asks Stephen.
"Yes, we were friends,"
says Mrs. Marsden.
"We often played together after school. I've got a photo of us playing in the forest."
Mrs. Marsden opens a cupboard and takes an old box. There are many old photographs in it. Mrs. Marsden finds the photo.
"Here we are,"
she says.
"That's your grandpa and me. We always played in that place. Your grandpa buried my rabbit, Bobtail, there."
"Mrs. Marsden, look at the map,"
says Stephen.
"What is this heart next to the X?"
Mrs. Marsden looks at the map carefully. Then she smiles.
"That's not a heart,"
she says.
"That's Bobtail's face and two ears. The X is his grave."
"So what does this mean?"
asks Stephen.
"Don't you understand?"
asks Mrs. Marsden.
"Your grandpa buried the coins next to Bobtail's grave."
"That's incredible,"
says Stephen.
"Now I understand everything."
"Can you show us the place, Mrs. Marsden?"
asks Ben.
"Yes, I know it well,"
says Mrs. Marsden.
"It's near the river. Go and take your spades, then we'll go there together."
Mrs. Marsden sits next to the table.
"I'm happy,"
thinks Mrs. Marsden.
"I can help the boys. Then Stephen will help his grandpa, Bill. I was very sad about Bobtail, and Bill buried him for me. Bill was a good friend."
Mrs. Marsden stands next to the door.
"Go very quietly. Mr. Harvey mustn't hear you,"
she says.
"He's digging in the wrong place. He won't find coins there."
"No,"
says Stephen.
"And he can't understand Grandpa's map. He doesn't know about Bobtail."
"Mr. Harvey will be very angry and frustrated,"
says Ben, and Mrs. Marsden and the boys smile.